You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning. I hope that your week is going well. It's already Wednesday. How did that happen? It is Wednesday, right? I'm pretty sure. Yep. My clock says it's Wednesday. My phone says it's Wednesday. Now, those holidays, you know, we have that Monday off. I hope you had that Monday off. And then, you know, all of a sudden the week just flies by. So it's really wonderful to be back with you again. I love our mornings together. And guess what? I have some really, really cool news to share with you. And it's because of you that I have this news to share. We, Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, we are the most often listened to live show on Breadbox Media. Yep. That's really cool. I'm so honored that you would spend your mornings with me. I know for some, it's really early. For others, it's 10 a.m. But just that you would, you know, tune in and listen and let the Lord speak to you through my voice and share this journey with me. It's just overwhelming. I'm so grateful for you. If you want to call in anytime. Sorry, brain. I had so many different thoughts. You know, that first day back live, I have so many different things I want to say to you. It's kind of hard to funnel sometimes those thoughts into one place. If you ever want to call in and share your journey, if you've got questions, comments, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. That's the part of fun of being live, is that you and I can chat together. If you're somebody who wants to have your thoughts known, but you don't want to be on live radio, totally get that. You can also use that number to text 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. And you know that I'm going to be over on social media during the breaks. So if you want to go to a Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras Facebook page, you can leave any messages or send me a private message there anytime, any day, for prayers or for comments, or if you have questions, you want to just share something. 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. And thank you for making A Seeking Heart currently most often the most listened to live show here on Breadbox Media. On Breadbox Media, we're actually in the middle of kind of a huge push right now to get the app downloaded. We're going to be sharing stuff all over social media, kind of upping our audience by getting this app onto more phones across the world. So if you are already listening on the app, thank you. If you haven't yet downloaded and you're still listening live stream on the computer, that's cool too. But go check out the app. It's kind of a neat thing. There you can find links to the podcast, which are archived shows if you're not able to listen live sometime, or you want to discover other of the great programming here on Breadbox Media. You can use the app for that. We're going to be sharing it all over our social media, Breadbox Media on Facebook, or Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook. You can find me all over social media at Reconciled to You. And with our great push to get more of the apps, yeah, downloads of the Breadbox Media app, there'll be some great giveaways. I'm going to be giving away a book, a mega book giveaway, because my shelf is falling over with books and I want to share them with you. And I can't think of a better way than to help build the listenership of Breadbox Media and give away some great books. It'll be a surprise package of books. But you may be able to give me a little insight on what kinds of books you'd like me to include in there. You know, they're going to be Catholic and they're going to be mostly nonfiction books. So I do have a few children's books and some fiction books if you want me to throw those in there. So if you just kind of keep your eyes open, A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook, Reconciled to You all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, even on Facebook, you can follow us there, or of course on Breadbox Media. breadboxmedia.com. That's the website, which you can find the app to download. So there's lots of great stuff coming up. We're really getting ready to amp forward and launch Breadbox Media in a big, huge way. And I'm excited that you've been here the whole time. You're at the forefront, and I'm very grateful for you. And you know that you're always in my prayers and my thoughts. Maybe you didn't know that, but you are. And anytime, again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, as my friend JR says, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. Always happy to talk with you. So for the next 2 days, I know I said I was going to get away from books, but I'm going to get away from kind of promoting them, but I'm not really unpromoting them. Sometimes I wish I wasn't live. I could just rewind. That's not exactly what I meant. But, you know, our focus isn't going to be on the books, but our focus is going to be on the material in the books. I'm just a book person, so it's really hard for me to get away from sharing books with you. So today and tomorrow, I'm going to be looking at this new book that just came in the mail for me from, where's it from? Ave Maria Press. Shock, shock. They send me so many great books, it's hard not to share them with you. This one's called 25 Life-Changing Questions from the Gospels, Letting Jesus Lead You Through the Stages of Spiritual Growth. And I was really drawn to this book because I really wanted to start spending more time for me in 2017 in the scriptures. I mean, I'm kind of a scripture babe to begin with. I really love the Bible. I actually call my Bible study group the Bible Babes. I really enjoy, obviously, this is God's voice, and being able to hear his voice, and be able to open up this conversation with God and have an idea of how he sounds back, because his word, the Bible is his word. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. So I know for me, my faith has really exploded in the last 10 years as I spent more and more time in the scriptures. And I know that comes from the fact of, if you ever wondered what God has to say, well, this is what he has to say through the Bible. And you could think of it as just another book, and perhaps you could be skeptical as its divine inspiration. But let me tell you, spend any amount of time in it, and you will quickly see that there is something very special about these words. I find personally that I could be thinking something, and suddenly, you know, there it is in front of me on the page. I call it sometimes, I call that Bible roulette. You know, I just sit and I pray the Holy Spirit to guide me, and then I'll just open the book, the Bible, to anywhere, and there's that answer that I've been seeking. There's been times I've been in adoration and praying, and suddenly I get this inspiration again. Like, I can't explain it. It's like all of a sudden this fire in your belly just explodes there, and you're like, okay, I need to do something. And oftentimes I'll get this inspiration to go to the back of the chapel and grab our Bible. We have a bookshelf there with lots of different books, but we have this giant, wonderful Bible. And I will go back there and grab it and sit down and just open, and it'll be exactly what I've been praying for. The Lord will answer. And I think that it works really cool that it's the Bible that's not my own, that I don't, you know, you get kind of a feel for your own Bible of where stuff is, and there's certain pages you turn to a lot, and it can be easy for you to go to that gospel reading or scripture verse. But when it's not your Bible and it's not been well worn, and you feel the inspiration to go and grab it, and the Lord leads you, then there's something in that, right? Like, you can't ignore that there's something happening in that moment. And I have seen that again and again and again. God's word is truly living and breathing, and I can read it one day and it really inspires me one way. It teaches me something. And then I can read it just a day later or 2 days later, and either circumstances are changed or the Lord has a new lesson to teach me, and the words inspire me in a different way. I have lots of books on my shelf, and I don't see that happening with any other book but that one. I do see a little bit that happens with Faustina's Diary. I've had some kind of powerful moments with being led in that in that book, Faustina, the diary of Saint Faustina, to again, those Holy Spirit moments. But if you haven't spent any time in God's word, I'm really hoping that 2017, you can resolve along with me to spend some more time reading his word and getting to know God. And it really just, it opens up a whole new world. I just had a little Disney song going in my head there. It's a whole new world. Yeah. I don't know if you were there with me, but you were now because I sang it. There you go. But we're going to spend some time these 2 days on life, 25 life-changing questions from the gospel. The author is Alan W. Wright. It is out from Ave Maria Press. And it really, any book that's scriptural-based is really going to be a focus for this year. And the first question that Alan asks is, what are you looking for? And it's really not Alan's question. It's Jesus's question in John 1:3-8. What are you looking for? It's kind of a great question. Like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a Messiah, a Savior, someone to guide and lead you? Are you looking for happiness? Are you looking for a peace, consolation, contentment? There's so many things that this world has to offer. And we can try to find it in the things around us, in money, in work, in people. But I can guarantee you that the answer that will bring you the most joy, peace, contentment, hope is looking for Christ. Like, I'm looking for a Savior. I'm looking for an answer that gives me hope and peace beyond this world, because, you know, not to be a Debbie Downer, but we don't get out of this world alive, and every day is a gift, and we're not guaranteed tomorrow. But I want my guarantee for tomorrow to be one of hope, and not one that brings great fear and anxiety to me, because everything brings anxiety to me. I want something to give me hope. And spending time in God's word and getting to know Jesus really does bring me great peace. So we come back, we're going to look at more of this question. What are you looking for? If you want to share, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. I'm going to go pop over to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook if you want to leave me the message there. We'll have much more to come after these messages. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are going to talk today about 25 life-changing questions from the Gospels, Letting Jesus Lead You Through the Stages of Spiritual Growth, a new book by Alan W. Wright, Ave Maria Press. Not sure we're going to get through all 25. We're going to talk today and tomorrow about these questions. And where he started off with the question, what are you looking for? And here he said the first words, this is from the book, I'm going to read Alan Wright's words. The first words out of the mouth of Jesus in the Gospel of John form a question. What are you looking for? Jesus poses this question to two disciples of John the Baptist. John observes Jesus walking by and calls out, "Behold the Lamb of God," John 1:36. That's a strange way to identify someone, yet the title provides insight into who John the Baptist believes Jesus is. Let me hold there for a second. You ever wondered who you believe Jesus is? Do you ever like ponder that? Like, I love pondering big things, big questions. Sometimes they lead me to great anxiety, but usually they lead me to a place of peace and understanding. You know, one of the things I love the most about my daily rosary walk, though today is not going to happen because it's raining, but the thing I love the most about that walk is being able to contemplate. You know, I'm away from the distractions, the you know, music, radio, even listening to my friends here on Breadbox Media. I'm away from my phone, my work, even books, and I'm just forced to be with myself and by thoughts. And a very long time ago, I decided to turn my inward thinking into prayer. So I don't talk to myself anymore, which is a good thing. I always include in that conversation one of my heavenly friends. I'm either having a conversation with our Blessed Mother, my guardian angel, Christ, of course, the Holy Spirit, one of the saints. I've come to this practice probably really in the last 5 or 6 years, and I find it so fruitful. Like there's answers in that. There's these thoughts that come into my mind that clearly would not be from me. They're most often they're way too intelligent to be from me. Or they're just an insight that I could never have had. Like I just can't explain some of them. They just bowl me over. And I think, oh, yes, of course that has to be the truth, or of course that has to be the answer. And I think it comes from this kind of mind, the shifting of my mind and my thoughts to be conversations with heavenly people, heavenly. That's not even a word. Well, it's a word, but not in that context. With heavenly beings, and having this conversation with the divine beyond myself, instead of talking to myself and going around in circles and chasing my tail. So having this opportunity to really contemplate bigger things of God. And what I like about the rosary walk, and I know I look stupid. I know that just going circles around my yard, even though it's a 0.1 mile that I walk, I go down one street because I live on a fork in the road. So that's kind of fun. And I have a driveway that connects the two forks. So for the most part, I'm on road. And then I go along the very long back of my yard, though I'm always visible. My neighbor, my 80-year-old sweet neighbor, has already told me I look stupid. But really, no one else going by knows what I'm doing, because you usually only see me once. If you're going by on one road, you don't know. I've just been around and around in circles unless you come back again. But honestly, I don't care. At first, I was a little subconscious. But what I love about it is that I'm in a very safe place. I can go onto my yard as far in as I want if there's a car coming. Because we have people who drive like maniacs on my road. I'm right off a main road. And I think people forget that you can't, you know, they're going 50 on the main drag and they come off. And now you're in a rural area. You can't go 50, but yet they forget. And they still fly by my house at 50 miles an hour. So I have this really safe haven of walking in the backyard or coming way off the road, walking down my driveway. And the benefit of that is that I'm able to really get into deep thought. I'm praying the rosary, which also helps me to get into deeper thought. And then when I finish the rosary, I continue to walk sometimes. I give myself usually 4 more extra laps after the rosary so that I'm out there for at least 20 minutes, if not 30, sometimes even 45. And I can't imagine, I live right next to a dealership too. I can't imagine what those guys taking a break at the dealership or out there watching me must think. You know what? I really honestly don't care, because this is very special time for me. I am able to spend time thinking and talking with God. So I guess the whole point of telling that story is to have you start thinking of where can you find time in your day to really connect with God in a very powerful way. If it's getting up a little earlier and finding a quiet place in the house to sit and be with God. I think it's hard inside our house because there's so many things to distract us, and there's like laundry and dishes and kids and lunch and, you know, our to-do list is long, but outside for those 30 minutes, it tops, it's usually 20 minutes. I have, you know, God has my undivided attention and I have his, and that's very special. And I know that it is really become a place of great growth for me, spiritual growth for me, emotional and mental growth as well. I also find that in adoration, though in adoration, I have a phone and I will pick up that phone without even thinking. And next thing I know, I'm in adoration and I'm scrolling through Facebook. My guardian angel just whacked me upside the head quite often. And I find myself praying through my newsfeed, you know, the stories that I see, the people that I see, I pray for them. And I even do that in a more powerful way by putting out a prayer request at least once a week, if not every other week. But even there, in adoration, I can get distracted by my books, by other people coming in, by my phone. But walking, it's just me, my rosary, my feet, and it's helping me to lose some weight, or, you know, gain some health. The other day we were out hiking and I found myself able to sprint up the side of the hill. Okay, I'll call it a mountain, but really it was only a hill. But you know, the first time I went up that hill, halfway up, I had to like stop. Like, I can't breathe. But now I can run up it. And I know it's because every day I'm out there, or, you know, at least 3 days a week, 5 days a week, I'm out there walking. I'm getting healthier mentally, physically, spiritually. It's a good thing. So if you've got time and you can find a way to get your walk in, even if it's walking around your yard, no one has to know. You go out when it's dark. That's the great thing about being in your own yard, is that if there's a car coming, you just jump off out of the way, and nobody, and most people don't have roads on both sides of their house. So there is a way of doing this that you're always safe. So do it at night when no one can see you. But I'm telling you, you got to think about this rosary walk. It's magnificent. It is absolutely magnificent. Borrow your kids' light up shoes and then, you know, you don't step on anything. All right. Then you might look a little strange, but you know, I love this question. You know, what are you looking for? This is the question that Jesus asked. And then the next question to ponder is who do we say Jesus is? Who do we believe Jesus is? We see that John the Baptist believes him to be the Lamb of God. And let's go back to Alan Wright's writing here and let and 25 life-changing questions from the gospel. And he continues, that's a strange way to identify someone. Yet the title provides insight into who John the Baptist believes Jesus is. John uses language of the Jewish Passover to describe Jesus's ultimate purpose. The two disciples must be intrigued by their master's identification of Jesus as the sacrificial Lamb of God, because they immediately begin to follow Jesus. John the Baptist has a definite idea of Jesus's identity, and he is not afraid to verbalize it. It is John who points to Jesus, yet those followers must decide for themselves who they believe this man truly is. And here's the sentence that I wanted us to ponder next. Often, our journey begins by another person pointing the way, calling something or someone to our attention, or simply living life in such a way that we aim to emulate. However, we have to personally make that decision to change our lives. It cannot be made for us. Wow, there's so much there to ponder, right? Let's read it over a little bit again. And so we have some time to ponder. We're going to be going to a commercial in just a minute. But let's think about this. So often our journey begins by another person pointing the way. That was true for me. I'm going to share that story when we come back. And it was true for me and by several people, a grandmother, my godmother, a friend's mother. There seems to be a lot of mothers there. It just shows you that spiritual motherhood is such a powerful gift that God gives us, that there's usually somebody who points the way. They're either from what they say or how they teach, or just from their own life. Like, you see something in them and you want to emulate that. You're like, I want that in my life. I want that peace in my life. You know, one of the strongest examples for me was my best friend in high school, her mother, Mrs. Perfetti. She was such a sweet woman. She still is such a sweet woman. But there was a peace to her that no matter what was going on, she still smiled all the time. Or even when she wasn't smiling, because Liz and I were, you know, sneaking into the house a little past our curfew, she still had great peace. And when she spoke to us, there was something in her voice and in her words that I thought, she has something in her heart that I am missing. We come back, we're going to look at more of the life-changing questions from the Gospels. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Sorry, I just made that horrible noise in your ear. Sorry about that. I meant to hit mute before I cleared my throat, but, well, I didn't, obviously. Let's get back to the show. Again, another moment in today's show, which I wish I wasn't live, and I could just hit pause, rewind, start again. Don't you wish you could just kind of do that with life in general? Just hit pause, rewind, do again, because it just didn't go right the first time, or you said something you really wish you hadn't. Yeah, I have so many moments like that. Oh, but that's not how life is. And God has this great promise. It's in Romans 8:28. And he says in that scripture, as St. Paul says it, but of course it's from God. The promise is that God promises to bring good from all situations for those who love him. And of course, that's Allison Abridged version of the scripture. But to love God means you trust God. And to trust God, you know that everything he orders for us, everything he allows for us is for our good. He is love and he can only love us. He can only order good. And so we know that if we give him everything, even when our weaknesses interfere and we screw up or say something stupid or something that we know we're not supposed to say, he's going to make good from it. He's going to either just, you know, maybe nobody's paying attention yet, or, you know, he's going to open up some dialogue that needed to be opened. And, you know, just to keep trusting in him and loving him, he's going to bring us through stuff. One of my favorite inspirations that I've gotten in my heart is, if God brings me to it, he's going to see me through it. If he brings me to a situation, he's allowed me to get to that point and whatever it is, then he's going to see me through it. He's going to give me every grace and blessing I need to get to the other side. He's going to help me. And, you know, I think about that in parenting. You know, like he's brought me these three children. He's two of the two boys, and then he brought us Faithy from China. And if he's brought us these children, if he's allowed us to be their parents, then he has a purpose and he has a plan in it. Jeremiah 29:11. And he's going to see us through it. Sometimes that's hard to believe, but I do believe that he has only my good in his plan, and that he's going to see us through it. Hey, speaking of good and parenting, I have big news. I can't believe I didn't say this earlier. So I have just finished writing, and it will be out March 3rd from Abbey Press Publications. They have this great section that they produce over there at Abbey Press called Care Notes. And the Care Notes are for everything you can think of, grief and parenting, teens, kids, all kinds of issues and topics. And I was asked to write a piece called Good Enough Parenting. And it's this just a really small little pamphlet piece, about 1,600 words. And it's about that God, you know, allowed me to be a parent and how it was at the beginning, how scary it was, and how, you know, you're not sure of yourself and you feel like all you do is make mistakes. And now here I am with, you know, a young adult children, and I'm seeing I did make mistakes, but I was able to apologize to them and move forward. And, you know, the hindsight, you see that there was more good than you're bad. And I guess that's, so anyway, March 3rd. Can't wait for that to be out. I'll share it with you here. And hopefully you'll be able to get a copy of your for your very own. They're not expensive. They're just little pamphlets. Or maybe you even want to buy a whole bunch and put them in the back of your parish. Because I think that everybody, or you have a parents group or a mother's group, that every parent needs to know that God loves you, that you're doing the best that you can, that he never leaves you, that he promises to bring good from it, that he takes all of our mistakes and turns them into opportunities to learn and to grow. And he loves us dearly. So speaking of loving us dearly, we're going to get back to this 25 life-changing questions from the Gospels, A Seeking Heart Yes, try that again. Letting Jesus lead you through the two stages of spiritual growth. Alan Wright is the author. And I said Alan W. Wright. It's not. It's Alan F. Wright. Hello, typing problems. Yeah, that's better. And it's from Ave Maria Press. And before we went to commercial, we were talking about how often our journey begins by another person pointing the way. For me, I had a few pointers, like John the Baptist points, you know, he decreases so that Jesus increases. His whole purpose was to point to Christ. And that should be our purpose too, by the way. We should all be hoping to serve God and pointing to Christ. A few years ago, when I started to really feel this call into Catholic ministry, I had a moment of great panic and fear. Like, how could I shepherd people to Christ? You know, like, I really saw myself as this great shepherdess. You know, I'm going to lead people to Christ. And as I prayed about it one day, I had this great epiphany. I am not the shepherd. Christ is the shepherd. We only have and need one shepherd. That's Christ. I know we talk about our priests being shepherds, but they are actually in persona Christi. They have, and through their ordination, have this great call to be Christ on earth, to be that physical Christ here on earth. They have been given great gifts and authority from God to forgive sins, to turn water and wine into the body and blood of Christ. So they are shepherds. But you know what? Me, not so much. And as I prayed about this, I had this vision of a sheepdog. What does the sheepdog do? The sheepdog kind of just runs circles around the sheep and herds them towards the shepherd. That was my calling. I'm not called to be a shepherd. I'm called to be a sheepdog, a cute little mangy sheepdog. More walking in circles. Do you see how this kind of keeps coming up? My circle walking is it's becoming quite legendary. And now I'm a sheepdog going around in circles around you. Try not to trip you. Have you ever had the blessing to go to a sheep pasture? You really have to. It's so much fun. I've been at one without a dog at it, but I was a preschool teacher at the time, and I brought the kids out to the sheep, where the sheep were all just pasturing. They're just all hanging around, and it was time to move us beyond the shepherd, the sheep, the pasture, to where we're going to have lunch. And the shepherd who was out there with us said to line the kids up and just to very quietly and, just quietly walk to the back pasture. And she kind of smiled and she's like, watch what happens. So I lined the kids up and we quietly started to walk. Well, she was walking alongside of me and her sheep got wind that she was on the move. And they all lined up one behind the other, behind the kids. I so wish I had gotten a picture of that, but we really couldn't move out of our formation because it would have broken the beauty of it. The sheep might have scattered at that point. But what a picture. I want you to put this in your head, right? We have this shepherdess walking and then little sheepdog being next to her. And behind us, one by one, is about 15 preschool kids, ages about 3 and 4. And then behind them, one by one, this adorable little sheep all lined up to follow the shepherd. That's kind of what we're all kind to do, you know, line up one by one to follow the shepherd, because the shepherd knows the way. She knew how to get us from this bottom pasture to the top pasture. She knew how to get us to lunch, which is always an important place to go. So I'm not called to be a shepherd. I'm not called to be the leader. I'm called to be the sheepdog. When I think about the people in my life who have brought me to a closer relationship with Christ, most of them did not do it by leading me with their words or with their, purposely trying to get me to follow Christ. They didn't just sit me down and drill the message, evangelize the message into my head. They brought me there by their example. Like, just like knowing, I saw that they knew the way and I just wanted to follow them. And I think of first and foremost, my grandmother, my Grammy Perry, as I used to call her, who was a very faithful woman. She brought us to Mass whenever we visited her. She was probably the only person I remember going to Mass with other than my mother. She prayed the rosary. She was the wonderful woman who gave me the rosary at night when I couldn't fall asleep. She has such a devotion to our Blessed Mother, to Jesus, to Sacred Heart. She just got it. You know, she just knew he was the way, the truth, and the life. And there was something about her that drew me in. Next came my godmother, who to this day, she's 92. I get to visit her once a week. Love her to pieces. She has that little shrine in her house where she does her rosary every day and prays for each and every one of us. If one of us is traveling, she lights a candle in the shrine and prays each day for our safety. I think that is such a beautiful witness to the power of prayer and of faith. Then, from her came that lady, Mrs. Perfetti, that I was telling you about, my seed planter. She's the one who started to give me more information. She was always giving me pamphlets and prayer cards and books and also making sure I went to Mass every week whenever I was at her house. And if I hadn't been at her house, she would, you know, call me or just ask me gently on Friday, "You're going to go to Mass tomorrow, right?" And just get me there. And then, another friend, at the time, her name was Claire, and she had a Bible. She was going to have a Bible study in her house, and she gave me the book as a gift. It was a book club. It was a purpose-driven life. She gave me the book. She invited me to her home and invited me to learn the scriptures. And then her sister, Suzanne, actually then invited me to a retreat group called Emmaus, and that also cemented a lot of my belief and understanding of the faith. I saw community there. I started to see what the Catholic faith had to offer through the scriptures, and led more and more towards Christ. When we come back, we're going to look at some more life-changing questions from the Gospels. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Got a journey for these next 2 days with a new book that just came in the mail, and I'm just very intrigued by it. 25 life-changing questions from the Gospels, letting Jesus lead you through the stages of spiritual growth. Ellen F. Wright, not W. Wright, Ellen F. Wright. And this is out from Ave Maria Press. Most of the books that I talk about and receive, I do talk about here on the show. I do receive for free from the publishers, usually for a honest evaluation, an honest review over on any on Goodreads or Amazon or on my own website. I love to read books. I love to review books. So I just think I feel like I should probably give you that disclosure that they are given to me for free, but I'm not forced to talk about them. And there's quite a few that don't make it on airtime or even to the blog, but I'm going to be collecting quite a few of them to give away as a mega giveaway, a thank you for you listening and for and it's going to be contingent upon you helping. I'm putting you to work. I'm making you a sheepdog. We're going to be here at Breadbox Media really pushing the app. You know, get the app, change the world is our tagline. You're going to be able to see all over social media, hashtag Breadbox Media, hashtag get the app, and hashtag change the world. And I really hope that you will help. Help us spread the word. If you've been blessed by Breadbox Media, if you've been blessed by A Seeking Heart, we really love to hear from you. If you want to include any kind of endorsement, we're doing a 30-second selfie kind of endorsements. If you want to do a little short video and get that over to me, we'll include it in our media, include it in our sharing. And anyone who's helping share, who's sharing this stuff all over the social media world for us is going to be included in a bunch of great giveaways. Mine is going to be books. I know, shock, shock. And there's going to be some Breadbox Media swag coming that we're going to be able to share with you. So keep your eyes peeled. if you want to do a search somewhere out there for hashtag get the app, you can help us make more people aware of the great work we're doing here at Breadbox Media, of the great shows that we have. And the more people that we know who know about the shows, we can roll out more shows and really just change the world by leading people to Christ. We could all be sheepdogs for Christ in our own little way. And you know, here at Breadbox Media, we feel like we're being called to be sheepdogs with our voices, to share our authentic witness of what it's like to live the Catholic faith in our ordinary or an everyday ordinary life. And each one of the hosts does it in a different, unique way. And I think if you haven't yet gone to breadboxmedia.com to check out the shows, please do so. And while you're there, download the app or share the link with your friends and family to get them to download and listen as well. So today I'm kind of downloading 25 life-changing questions from the gospel. And true to Allison Forum, I've gotten through one. I know. Shock, shock. I don't usually get too far, but that's what I like about books and I like about our new format. We're not rushed. Like I could spend all month with this book and that'd be fine. I'm not going to, but we could do that. And there's no rush through our books, our new format. We're just going to really travel in our everyday, ordinary life with Christ. And what does that look like? You know, it's not just a Sunday visit. He wants to be part of every day. And our hope is that beyond this world, he is physically part of every day. Like, imagine that. That's so cool to think about. And we could spend the rest of our lives here on earth trying to imagine what heaven is like or, you know, what life is beyond here with Christ. But no eye has seen, no ear has heard, as scripture tells us. So don't bother. Don't waste your time. But you can spend time now. Like, how can I make God part of this world I have today? How can I incorporate Christ into today? What does that look like for me? And I think that answering a lot of these questions helps us to answer that question. Like, what am I looking for? Who am I looking for? Who do I say Christ is? And John the Baptist Alan Wright is talking about him in here, and he says, who has disciples of his own, recognizes there is something special about Jesus and points his disciples towards him. When the people start to follow, Jesus replies, come and you will see, John 1:39. His response to their inquiry is spontaneous, brief, and beautiful, Alan Wright writes. Just realize that, right? Right. An invitation with a promise is given and the journey begins. And what are you looking for? Like, there's an invitation. I think invitation is so important to growing closer to Christ. And we are given one by Christ himself through the Gospels, all throughout the Gospels. But we can also give that invitation to another. You know, coming up is going to be Lent. It's just, believe it or not, it's like 6 weeks away. And I'm not trying to rush us through ordinary time, but Lent is one of my favorite times of the year. It's like this special grace covers the earth that helps us to grow closer to Christ. And I think small groups, you know how I feel about those small groups. My small group is going to do Wine's new book, Walk in Her Sandals. I had Kelly and other authors here on the show. You can go to breadboxmedia.podbean.com to find the archives to our interviews. But I also just did the Catholic Woman Bloggers blog hop over on reconciledtoyou.com. You can click on WCWBN blog hop and you can find there's 9 reviews of that book, Walk in Her Sandals. And my review is actually how to use it in a small group. If you're kind of intimidated by small group study, this blog post will really help you. It kind of gives you that step-by-step nuts and bolts, how to organize it, how to launch it, what you do once it's been launched. And I'm going to be supporting you through the whole thing because I've been really blessed to be tapped by Kelly Wahlquist for the Wines Lenten Book Club online. So it's Women in the New Evangelization. And the links are all there, reconciledtoyou.com. And you know, this is a time to be answering those questions and to be coming together. And you know, who is Christ and how do I get closer to him? And sometimes it starts with an invitation. So if you are already in love with Christ and you have friends and family that you want to see closer to Christ, here's your opportunity. You know, of course, this is a woman's study. So if there's other books for men, if you want me to give you, if you have someone in your life or you're a guy and you want me to give you some recommendations, Allison@breadboxmedia.com have lots and lots of great books for you to journey and Lent with. But be bold, be a sheepdog, you know, make that commitment right now to do a Lenten Bible study. And I'm saying to make it now because you need to get those books ordered. You need to start getting it on people's, on their calendars, in their minds, kind of contemplating whether they want to do this or not. It is what changed my life. I said, my friend Claire at the time, she wanted to start a Bible study. She felt very strongly. She picked A Purpose-Driven Life, which had just come out. This was 2006 that we did this study. And it transformed my life. I would not be who I am and where I am right now if she hadn't extended that invitation to me. It just wouldn't happen. And that the thing about Bible study that I think is so important is that it's so easy for us to say, I'm going to read this book every day, or, you know, I'm going to read this book for Lent. But you can get off track so easily. Accountability is humongous. But to know that you have committed to 6 weeks, that's not long, a 6-week meeting every week with your group, that you have to have read the material before you go. It's going to help you build that habit of reading spiritual reading. It's going to help you build a habit of daily prayer, daily time with Christ. And then coming together in community, it helps you to see you're not the only one. If you're somebody who doesn't like to do spiritual reading because you feel like you get stuck, like you just don't understand it, here's another opportunity for you to come together with others who can help you decipher the information. So, you know, what does this have to do with the life-changing questions from the Gospels? It's, you know, who are you looking for? What are you looking for? And if you have found it, know that other people are looking. And that invitation, come and see, as Christ said, is the best gift you can give somebody. And if you're, you know, really worried and hoping to transform another person's life like Christ has transformed yours, you're not going to do it. They have to choose it for themselves. But first they have to come and see. And what I love about Walk in Her Sandals is that it's not overly theologically going to, you know, bowl people over. It's just so authentic. You know, it's part Bible study or scripture study, and not, there's a fiction book that runs throughout it that's just off the charts. There's other people's witnesses. There's questions to ponder. It's good stuff. It's really, really good stuff. I'll put the link for that in today's show notes. All right, so I didn't get through more than one question. But tomorrow, I think we'll pick up and we'll look at what is in your name. And it's all about relationship with Christ and what is important about a name. And what else we got here? Do you want to be well? John 5:6. Do you want to be well? You know, do you feel spiritually ill? Do you feel like you really need some healing? There's so many great questions in here. Did you never read the scriptures? Oh, we definitely have to talk about that. And that's only part one. So we'll only get through part one this week, but that's okay. If you like this book, if you want me to keep going, we'll keep going. If you want me to move on to a new one, we'll move on to a new one. Maybe you have a book that you want me to dive into here at A Seeking Heart. Give me a message, aseekingheart@breadboxmedia.com. Be sure to visit breadboxmedia.com. Check out Friend of the Show. As a friend of the show, for just $10 more a month, you become a premium member. You get a choice of a prayer squirrel or a rosary bracelet, extra entries in all the wonderful giveaways that I tried to offer here at A Seeking Heart, and a once-a-month Google Hangout the last Wednesday of the month. We get together over on Google and just get to know each other. So, as always, I'm so grateful for your time with me here at A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.